the second half. Bemidji State moving left to right in the final 20 minutes. And Duluth will start the second half with the basketball on the alternate possession. Starting fives the same. Morshai, Bentwistle, Meyer, Blair, and Ilikainen for Duluth. And for Bemidji State, it'll be Thompson, Bjorklund, Bader, Chase, and Wagner. And again, Thompson and Bader, both with two fouls. So we'll keep an eye on that. Caden Hart played well in the 2.5 minutes he was in the first half. Hopefully he doesn't have to play in the second half, but we'll see what happens. Bulldogs with a basketball and a 10-point lead. Meyer at the left elbow, top of the key, Ilikainen. Ilikainen left side, Rorschach. Rorschach down on the left block to Meyer against Bader. Meyer spins into the lane, puts it up, and in. Brandon Meyer with 13. And it's a 12-point lead for Duluth, 41-29. Wagner on the right wing, top of the key, Bjorklund. Bjorklund now to Thompson. Thompson into the lane, all the way to the basket, puts it up, and in, and a foul. Well, they're going to call it on Ilikainen. That's his first, team's first, and Derek Thompson at the line for a free throw. Line to the right, free throw is up. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Meyer for Duluth. Beavers down 10, 41-31, 19-20, second half. Rorschach left wing, top of the key, Ilikainen, right side, Blair. Blair steps back, then inside the three-point line, got hit pretty good by Bjorklund, and then Blair, in his frustration, grabs Bjorklund. And it's Drew Blair committing a personal. He didn't need to commit, but he did. That's his first, team second. He was frustrated that Bjorklund wasn't called for a foul, and it was a foul, just wasn't called. But then he compounds the problem by committing a foul of his own. Bjorklund with the basketball on the right wing. Top of the key, Thompson pops a three-pointer. Back of the rim, no good. Blair with the rebound for Duluth. Over to Entwistle across the timeline, left side. Top of the key, Blair. Blair back to Entwistle, left wing. On the left block to Meyer. Meyer back to Entwistle, top of the key. Back to Meyer, left wing. Meyer steps inside the three-point line. Shot from 15 is no good. Rebound, Thompson, Bemidji State. He gets it to Bjorklund. Bjorklund with the basketball has it knocked away by Meyer. He lost control and Meyer took it. Passes right side to Rorschach. He pops a three-pointer. Too strong off the far part of the rim, but Ilikainen, offensive rebound for Duluth. Gets it out to Entwistle between the circles, right side to Meyer. Meyer spins into the lane, passes for Ilikainen. Ilikainen puts it up and in. Alex Ilikainen now with 8. And Duluth back up by 12, 43-31, 18 minutes, second half. Bader on the right wing to Chase on the left side. Wagner top of the key. Wagner on the dribble. Back to Thompson, left corner for Bjorklund for a three. Is good, Max Bjorklund. Bjorklund now with 12. And the Beavers are down 9, 43-34. 17:35 to go. Meyer top of the key into the lane. Passes to Ilikainen, who wasn't ready for it, but he's able to save it. Out to Blair, top of the key. Blair, right side to Entwistle. Now to Rorschach, left wing. 10 on the shot clock. Hands off to Meyer, to Ilikainen, left block. Back to Meyer, who takes it to the basket. Reverse layup is good. Brandon Meyer with 15. And it is 45-34 in favor of Duluth. 17:05, second half. Top of the key, Thompson. Hands off to Chase. Chase, left elbow, he's cut off. Back to Wagner. Wagner will pop a three-pointer left wing and hit. The bank is open for Nick Wagner, but he'll take it. He's got 5 points now, and it's 45-37. Duluth leading, 16:45, second half. Entwistle, right side to Ilikainen. Ilikainen over to Meyer on the left wing. Meyer heads toward the basket. Passes it out to Entwistle, to Ilikainen. Back to Entwistle, top of the key. 10 to shoot. Left corner, Meyer. He'll shoot a three-pointer. Side of the rim, no good. Ball comes out to midcourt, grabbed by Entwistle. Bounced off of Derek Thompson. He couldn't control it. Duluth gets the basketball back. Rorschach on the right wing. Passes to Blair. Now we've got a whistle. And a foul on Bemidji State. Derek Thompson gets his third. That's the team's first. And that'll bring Zach Baumgartner off the bench. Thompson's going to have to sit for a little while. Baumgartner comes into play for Thompson. Zach, no points in the first half, but had six rebounds. Shot on the off the inbounds pass from Myers, no good, and then knocked out of bounds by Blair. And over to Bemidji State. Beavers down by eight, 45-37, 16-12, second half. Derek Thompson just picked up his third foul. He sits down, and Zach Baumgartner comes back in for Bemidji. Wagner on the left wing with a basketball, top of the key, Bjorklund. Bjorklund, right side to Baumgartner, back to Max. Max floats it into Zach, who lays it up and in. Zach Baumgartner, his first 2 points. And it's 45-39 in favor of Duluth. 15-45 second half. Entwistle, left wing. Passes left corner to Rorschach, top of the key. Ilikainen will shoot a three, and it goes in. Wow. Alex Ilikainen with 11. And it's 48-39 in favor of Duluth, 15-30 second half. Chase with a basketball on the right wing. Passes to Bjorklund, top of the key. Max on the dribble. Over on the left wing to Zach Baumgartner. Back to Bjorklund into the lane, right side Chase. He'll shoot a three-pointer. Side of the rim, no good. Ilikainen, rebound for Duluth, outlets to Entwistle. Entwistle, right side to Blair. Blair spins his way toward the basket. A crazy shot bounces off the rim. No good. Bjorklund with a rebound for Bemidji. Beavers down nine with the basketball. 48-39. 14-50 second half. Top of the key, Baumgartner. Left side, Chase. Chase floats it to Bader, who got pushed out from the basket. Now to Wagner. 10 to shoot. Nick Wagner, left wing, top of the key, Bader. He'll shoot a three-pointer, short, front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Rorschach for Duluth, and he passes to Entwistle. Entwistle, left wing, now down on the left block to Meyer. Meyer spins toward the baseline, back out top of the key. Three from Rorschach is good. Rorschach now with nine, and it's 51-39. In favor of Duluth. They got a whistle and a timeout taken by Mike Boshi. 14:09 remaining second half. Beavers are making a comeback, and now Duluth pushed it back to 12. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score 51-39 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Glass Doctor of Bemidji is locally owned and proudly supports BSU Sports. Glass Doctor is the place to call for all your glass repair and replacement needs. They handle both residential and light commercial glasswork. All of their technicians are trained and certified. Quality workmanship and customer satisfaction is what you can expect from Glass Doctor of Bemidji. Walk-ins welcome or call 759-1289 for an appointment. Glass Doctor of Bemidji, located next to Arby's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Lakes Market is adding new reasons for you to stop by. Get a Stitsworth punch card. Every $10 of Stitsworth product purchase gets a punch, and 10 punches gets you a $10 Lakes gift card. Look for the Waves Express Kitchen opening soon with fresh, hot, homemade food on the go. Breakfast sandwiches, Stitsworth burgers, and more. Store-wide loyalty program coming soon, too. Catch more details on Facebook and see for yourself at Lakes Market, 5 miles north of Bemidji on Irvine Avenue.
Life's better at Lakes Market. Life's better at Lakes.
.14:09 remaining second half. Bemidji was making a comeback, but Duluth has pushed the lead back out to 12. 51-39. Duluth still with just one turnover in the game. Bemidji State has nine. Derek Thompson picked up his third foul in the early going. Zach Baumgartner's been in since, along with Bjorklund, Chase, Bader, and Wagner. Bjorklund with a basketball. Works between the circles off on the right side to Chase. Chase looking for Baumgartner down on the right block. Long cross-court pass to Chase. Chase to Bader. Bader heads all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good, but a whistle and a foul on Ilikainen. and two shots for Logan Bader. When we come back, 13:50 remaining second half. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score, 51-39 in favor of Duluth on the Beaver Radio Network.
Applebee's, we want our neighborhood to be your neighborhood. So Applebee's is proud to support the pride of BSU athletics. If you're a Beavers fan, stop in before the game, after the game, or anytime at Applebee's Neighborhood Bar and Grill. You're getting more than friendly service in a hometown atmosphere. You're also getting the best food in town. For BSU students and fans, Applebee's is the place to be for great food and good times. Eating good in the neighborhood. Applebee's Neighborhood Bar and Grill, next to Walmart in Bemidji.
At First National Bank Bemidji, you can think of us as your neighbor, because we are. You can see it in the familiar faces when you stop in. You hear it in the friendly voice when you call. Our prompt service and local decisions inspire trust to handle your biggest dreams. Whether you're buying a home or opening your first checking account, work with the bank that knows what community really means. First National Bank Bemidji. Better together. Member FDIC.
.13:50 to go second half. Duluth leading 51-39. Logan Bader at the free throw line for a couple of free throws coming out of our media timeout. Beaver basketball brought to you by Nodlinger GM Chevy. Find new roads. By Skeeter Stitch, we make you look good. And by Horizon Warehouse Liquors. Horizon Warehouse Liquor offers the largest domestic and import beer selection in northern Minnesota. First free throw for Bader. No good off the back of the rim. Beavers need all of those to go in. Second free throw now. Logan Bader, line to the right. Shot is up and good. Bader now with 4 points. 51-40 in favor of Duluth. 13:45 second half. More of that three-quarter court, full court pressure from Bemidji State. Guess it wouldn't be full court if it was three-quarter court, huh? On the left wing to Jack Middleton, who just checked back in along with Hunter Playman. Off on the right wing to Mason Steffen, who just checked in for the first time tonight, a 6'4 sophomore. He passes to Brandon Meyer, who heads to the basket. His shot no good, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, no good, but a whistle and a foul on Bemidji State. Griffin Chase with his first foul, team's second. Meyer at the line for a couple of free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Acme Tools, do your best work. And by Lakes Market and Liquor Store, with a large assortment of beer, wine, and liquor, as well as specializing in an ever-growing offering of wines, craft beers, specialty spirits. Well, Derek Thompson comes back in with his three fouls, and Logan Bader will sit down. So Mike Boshi kind of rolling the dice here, hoping Thompson can play for a little while without fouling. Second free throw is good from Meyer. He's got 17, and it's 53-40 in favor of Duluth. I think Boshi's just kind of hoping he can get Thompson through to the next media timeout of 10 minutes without another foul. Baumgartner, top of the key. Top of the key now, hands off to Chase. Chase on the right side to Bjorklund. Bjorklund tries to pass to Thompson, and it's stolen by Meyer. Meyer passes right side to Steffen. Steffen on the right wing with the basketball, hands off to Playman. Playman dribbles into the lane, puts it up from six, and it falls. Hunter Playman with his first two, and it's 55-40 in favor of Duluth, and another danger time here for Bemidji State. They need to start coming back sooner rather than later. Wagner with the basketball. He's run into it midcourt by Meyer. There's no call, and Meyer dunks it home after a pass off the backboard from Mason Steffen. A little hot dog there. And it's 57-40 in favor of Duluth. Baumgartner, top of the key, passes to Chase. It's knocked away, and Meyer with a steal. Meyer still with a basketball. Hands off to Playman. Playman right side to Steffen. Steffen with a three. It's good. Well, you know. 60-40, Duluth with the lead, 11:55 to go, second half. It's going to be a long bus ride to St. Cloud, I'll tell you that. Wagner on the left side, hands off to Chase. Chase, top of the key, Baumgartner. Chase with the basketball again. Left side, Bjorklund for a three. Cross the rim, no good. Rebound to Ilikainen for Duluth. He passes to Steffen, who hands it off to Playman near the center circle. Duluth up 60-40, 11:25 second half. Ilikainen top of the key. On the left wing, shot is blocked by Baumgartner. He passes ahead to Bjorklund. Bjorklund all the way to the basket. He'll lay it up and in. And we've got a whistle and a timeout. Another timeout from Mike Boshi. It is another timeout by Mike Boshi of 30. So we'll keep it here, 11:16 remaining. Well, it's 60-42 in favor of Duluth. And Duluth is sitting down like we got a media timeout. It's just a 30. So, again, we'll keep it here. Again, Bemidji State down 60-42. And Duluth has kind of run out a little bit here, making some threes and some dunks off the backboard and other assorted things to build their 18-point lead. So, short of this, major comeback or collapse by Duluth, one or the other or both, Bemidji State will see its four-game winning streak come to an end. And we'll play St. Cloud tomorrow night. Checking back in is Charles Gores for Duluth, along with Playman, Steffen, Ilikainen, and Middleton on the floor for Duluth. Left side for Steffen. Steffen top of the key, Ilikainen. Right side to Middleton. Middleton to the baseline, heads toward the basket, puts it up and in, and a travel is called. And Derek Thompson was right there, and everyone in green was holding their breath in case it was a foul on Derek Thompson, but it was not. Logan Bader is checked back in, and Nick Wagner is sit down from Bemidji State. Top of the key, Baumgartner. Baumgartner dumps it inside to Thompson. Thompson heads to the basket, has his shot blocked. He's knocked to the floor, and it'll be a foul. Gores picks up the foul for Duluth, his first. And two free throws now for Derek Thompson. Beaver basketball brought to you by Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better, Olay the day. And by the Glass Doctor, we fix your pains. First free throw, no good from Thompson. That's a problem for Bemidji State as well. They're now just 4 of 8 at the free throw line as a team tonight. And even though it's only 4 points, you need everyone you can get. Second one goes in for Derek. He's got 6. 60-43. Duluth with the lead in the basketball. Three-quarter court pressure again from Bemidji. Playman on the dribble left side. Hands off to Steffen. Steffen, top of the key, Ilikainen. Right side to Middleton. Middleton starts to make a move toward the basket, and he is fouled by Griffin Chase. That's Chase's second. Third on Bemidji State as a team, and the Bulldogs will inbound in front of their own bench. Shot clock at 20. Playman on the dribble between the circles. Passes left side to Middleton. Middleton to Gores. Gores, top of the key, Steffen. Steffen into the lane, dumps it to Ilikainen. Ilikainen against Baumgartner over top of him and puts it in. Good defense from Zach, but Ilikainen too tall, too strong. 13 for him, and it's 62-43 in favor of Duluth. 10 minutes to go, second half. Bader with a basketball. Top of the key, Baumgartner. Dump inside for Thompson. Thompson too far into the basket. Banks it off the side of the backboard. Ilikainen rebound for Duluth. Playman with a basketball on the right wing for the Bulldogs. Passes left side to Middleton. Middleton to Ilikainen, top of the key. Ilikainen will shoot a long two with a foot on the line. No good. Bader rebound, Bemidji State. Bjorklund with the basketball, top of the key, Thompson. Inside the Baumgartner, back out to Chase for a three left wing. Too strong, side of the rim, no good. And Playman with a rebound for Duluth. Playman top of the key, he'll shoot a three-pointer. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Gores, who puts it back up and in. Goris with his first two, and it's 64-43 in favor of Duluth. 9 minutes to go. Chase with the basketball for the Beavers on the left wing. Hands off to Bjorklund. Bjorklund into the lane, across the lane, kicks it out to Chase left side, now to Bader. Bader into the lane, back to Bjorklund. Bader, top of the key, steps into the right wing, puts up a shot, no good from the right elbow, and Ilikainen a rebound for Duluth. He gives it off to Middleton, who dribbles ahead with the basketball. He's cut off out to Playman on the right wing. Goris, top of the key, left side, Steffen. Steffen to the baseline to Ilikainen, puts up a shot from 4 feet, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up, no good, and a foul on Bemidji State. Ilikainen will be shooting free throws when we come back. 8:27 to go, second half. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Duluth 64, Bemidji State 43.
Wow, did you see that new Chevy? Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here at Donlinger GM in Bemidji. The 2020s are here, and we invite you to come in and experience the Donlinger difference. Our value pricing, great selection, and super service. We again would like to say thanks to all our great customers. Donlinger GM, serving and supporting the Bemidji area for over 45 years. Find us online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Donlinger GM of Bemidji.
Ah, the taco. Is there anything more delightfully simple and delicious? At Taco John's, we think not. There's a reason more people choose our crispy beef tacos. That's because we cook each crispy shell fresh in-house every day, then fill it with our signature 100% American beef, mild sauce, lettuce, and cheese. Five classic ingredients. Taco John's loves tacos so much, we not only put it in our name, we gave it a special day. Taco Tuesday. Get seasoned crispy beef tacos for just 99 cents each every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
And we're back at the Ray Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast booth inside the Romano Gymnasium in Duluth. 8:27 remaining second half. Duluth leading 64-43. And Alex Ilikainen, the transfer from Wisconsin, 6'9 senior, will be at the line shooting free throws. Nick Wagner back in from Bemidji State along with Bader, Bjorklund, Baumgartner, and Chase. Ilikainen, a couple of free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by the Green Mill. Pizza, pasta, beer, and wings, the Green Mill. And by Paul Bunyan Communications, the fastest speeds for all your devices with the GigaZone. Ilikainen's first free throw is good. He's got 13. Looking to make it 14, and he does. 66-43 in favor of Duluth. And Ethan Uso back in for the Bulldogs, replacing Ilikainen. Chase with the basketball across the timeline right side. Baumgartner top of the key. Hands off to Wagner. Wagner to Chase. Chase passes to Baumgartner. Baumgartner to Bader. Bader to the basket. Puts it up and in, and a foul. You can't believe the Duluth players are complaining about that foul, but they are. Rorschach, Entwistle, and Blair check in. Playman, Middleton, and Steffen are out. So along with those three, Rorschach, Entwistle, and Blair that came in. Meyer is on the floor along with Uso. A couple of free throws for Logan Bader. Actually one because he made the basket. He makes the free throw. He's got seven. And it's 66-46 in favor of Duluth. 8 minutes to go, second half. Blair with a basketball through the center circle to Entwistle left wing. Entwistle to Rorschach. Rorschach looking to get to Meyer, but he's cut off. So Entwistle has the basketball to Blair. Blair spins toward the basket. Shot no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Uso. He's got four, and it's 68-46. Duluth, 7:40, second half. Top of the key, Baumgartner to Wagner. Wagner to Chase on the left wing. Chase, right side, Bjorklund three, front of the rim, no good. Uso rebound, Duluth. Outlets to Entwistle. Top of the key with a basketball. Looking for Meyer, now he gets it to him outside the left block. Long cross-court pass to Rorschach. Rorschach into the lane. He's cut off. Back out top of the key. Entwistle. Corner to Blair on the left side. Blair still with a basketball. 8 to shoot. Blair into the lane. Out to Entwistle. Top of the key. Entwistle will shoot a 3. Back of the rim, no good. Bader rebound to Bemidji State. And he hands it off to Nick Wagner. Duluth leading 68-46, 6:50 remaining, second half. Pass inside is knocked away and stolen by Blair. He passes to Entwistle right side. Entwistle back to Blair. Too far into the basket, misses the shot. And Bader gets a rebound for the Beavers. Passes ahead to Wagner. Wagner, left corner for Chase for a 3. Side of the rim, back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Meyer for the Bulldogs. 6:25 remaining. Duluth ahead by 22, 68-46. Entwistle on the right wing, passes to Blair in the right corner. He's cut off on the baseline, back to Entwistle, top of the key. Entwistle looking underneath for Meyer. It's knocked away and grabbed by Baumgartner. Baumgartner 2-on-2 with Bjorkman. Passes it back to Bader. Bader comes up from behind, shoots a 3, and it's good. Logan Bader now in double figures with 10. And it's 68-49 in favor of Duluth, 5:50 second half. Meyer gets the ball across the center court and calls a timeout. And I believe it is a full timeout, so we will take it with them. Duluth leading 68-49, 5:47 to go second half on the Beaver Radio Network.
Nature isn't the only force that can leave its mark, especially when you have a tractor built to make your property your own. The Kubota BX Series is ready to get any job done the way it should be done. Dig, mow, haul, and comfortably maneuver in tight spaces. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. The BX Series, America's best-selling subcompact tractor. Kubota, shape your world. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Warm up with the new Sriracha Cheese Curds at your Bemidji Co-op Senex North Convenience Store. Or make it a meal anytime with the new Papa Burger Combos. And in the store, Piccadilly Pizzas, 2 slices for $4. And ham and cheese sandwiches, 2 for $3. Stop in and start your day with a hot cup of coffee. Fuel up with quality Senex fuels. And keep the salt off your vehicle with our touchless car wash at your Bemidji Co-op A&W Senex North Convenience Stores at the junctions of Urban and Ann Street.
Caden Hart back in the game for Bemidji State, along with Wagner, Bader, Chase, and Bjorklund. Bulldogs with the basketball, leading by 19, underneath to Meyer. Meyer tries to pass back to Yuso, and it's off his chest and out of bounds. And the ball goes over to Bemidji State. Check that. That's, what, the second turnover? Third turnover of the game on Duluth. 12 for the Beavers. Chase with a basketball on the left wing, and a foul is called on Yuso for grabbing Griffin Chase. That's his first. Sixth on the team. Shot clock at 22. Game clock at 5:30 as the Beavers have the basketball. Down by 19. Top of the key, Caden Hart for a 3. Back of the rim, no good. Blair with a rebound for the Bulldogs. He passes head to Entwistle on the right wing. Long cross-court pass to Rorschach, left side. And an offensive foul on Rorschach as he kept running into Wagner and spinning away, and he'd run into him again, and finally Wagner fell down. And the official called an offensive foul. Derek Thompson back in the game for Bemidji State with his 4 fouls, and Logan Bader will sit down. 5:10 to go. Duluth leading 68-49. Top of the key, Thompson. Left side, Bjorklund. Bjorklund, right side, Caden Hart. Back to Bjorklund, top of the key. Hart on the left wing will shoot another 3. Back of the rim, no good. Blair with a rebound for Duluth. Blair still on the dribble, top of the key, right side, Entwistle. He'll shoot a three, back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Uso, and I believe Derek Thompson has just fouled out of the basketball game. Yep. That's Thompson's fifth. And we are going to take another timeout. Fifth foul on Derek Thompson. 4:41 to go. Beavers down 19 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Choice Therapy provides patient-centric care and flexible scheduling combined with the highest quality care to address all of your aches and pains. Their goal is to get you back to your life the way you want it. No matter if you and your doctor decide you need physical, occupational, or speech therapy, or you decide on your own, you have the right to choose your provider. They care about you, accept all insurance, have flexible scheduling, and even offers free screenings. Choice Therapy. Your life, your health, your choice.
Lakes Market is adding new reasons for you to stop by. Get a Stitsworth punch card. Every $10 of Stitsworth product purchase gets a punch, and 10 punches gets you a $10 Lakes gift card. Look for the Waves Express Kitchen opening soon with fresh, hot, homemade food on the go. Breakfast sandwiches, Stitsworth burgers, and more. Store-wide loyalty program coming soon, too. Catch more details on Facebook and see for yourself at Lakes Market, 5 miles north of Bemidji on Irvine Avenue.
Life's better at Lakes Market. Life's better at Lakes.
.441 to go, second half. Bulldogs leading 68-49. They'll inbound to the left of their own basket. And now we've got another horn. For some reason. And now we're back to action. Uso passes to Entwistle. Entwistle on the dribble between the circles. Pass inside to Meyer. Meyer puts it up and in. And Zach Baumgartner came in during the break for Derek Thompson and fouled out. And it is 70-49 in favor of Duluth. Caden Hart, top of the key to Baumgartner. Right side, Nick Wagner, three in the air. Front of the rim, no good. Caden Hart, offensive rebound, puts it back up. No good. It bounced around a couple times on the rim. Meyer with a rebound for Duluth. Top of the key, Blair. He steps back for a three and hits. Drew Blair with 17. And it's 73-49 in favor of Duluth. The ball's knocked away and out of bounds by Blair. It'll stay with the Beavers. 20 on the shot clock. 3:48 on the game clock. Meyer will check out. And Charles Gorse back in for Duluth. Meyer's night is done with 21 points on 7 of 15 shooting. At 5 rebounds and 3 assists. Griffin Chase right wing. Top of the key, Baumgartner. 10 to shoot, pass to Bjorklund. Right side Chase, now Wagner on the right wing. Three is in the air, front of the rim, no good. Entwistle rebound for Duluth. Entwistle on the dribble. Between the circles off on the left wing, guarded by Chase. Entwistle has it knocked away by Chase. Baumgartner grabs it and he's in a hurry. He passes it ahead to Wagner. Wagner will shoot a three-pointer right wing and he goes in. Nick Wagner now with 8. And it's 73-52 in favor of Duluth. 3:05, second half. Entwistle on the right wing with the basketball. Entwistle still with it. Now passes to Rorschib right wing. Rorschib to Uso. Uso heads toward the basket. Caden Hart blocks his shot and grabs the rebound. Nice job, Caden Hart. He outlets to Wagner. Head to Baumgartner, now to Bjorklund on the right wing. Left side, Griffin Chase for three. Side of the rim, no good. Gorris rebound for Duluth. 2:25 remaining. Bulldogs lead 73-52. Got a whistle and a timeout. Or we have a whistle and something. Maybe a little sweating on the floor. I guess a couple bodies did hit the floor last trip. So. And so now off the bench for the Beavers will be Benley Olesia, 6'3 sophomore from Orlando. And Steele Senske Jr., 6'4 sophomore from Glendon, Minnesota. Wagner and Bjorklund will sit down. First time tonight also on the floor for Cody Tomlinson, a 6'3 senior from Ashland, Wisconsin. For Duluth, he replaces Blair. And Yuso will sit down, and Yelim Olajai, the transfer from Western Carolina, back in. Pass on the left side to Rorschach for three. Cross the rim, no good. Tapped out of bounds, and the officials will say last touch by Griffin Chase, I suppose. Looked like Charles Gorse knocked it out of bounds, but it'll stay with Duluth. 20 on the shot clock, 2:07 on the game clock. And whistle on the right wing. With the basketball. Looks around the screen. Still with the basketball. Entwistle into the lane. Baumgartner went for the steal. Didn't get it. Passes out to Gorris. Gorris into the lane. Shot from 8 feet is short. And then Gorris knocks the ball out of bounds. Ball over to Bemidji State. So it's Senske, Olesia, Baumgartner, Chase, and Hart. And for the first time tonight, Adam Smith, a 6'2 sophomore from Kaukauna, Wisconsin, checks in. And Isaiah Watts, a 6'3 freshman from Bloomington. So it's Gorris, Olajai, Smith, Watts, and who am I missing? Cody Tomlinson, that's who I'm missing. Those are the five on the floor for Duluth. Olesia with the basketball, top of the key, Hart. Hart left side to Senske. Senske into the lane, all the way to the basket, puts it up and in. Steele Senske Jr., nice move to the basket. He's got two. And it's 73-54 in favor of Duluth. 1:25, second half. Watts, top of the key, Smith. Smith, right wing now with the basketball. Cross-court pass to Watts. He'll shoot a three from the left corner. In and out, no good. Rebound to Steele Senske Jr. His pass ahead to Baumgartner's too far, and Baumgartner.
Beaver Basketball is on Talk Radio 1360 KKBJ. Get info online at beaverradionetwork.com.
Nature's Edge Garden Center is expanding. We are hiring a Garden Center General Manager to oversee Garden Center operations. The ideal candidate would have a background in business and retail operations, experience in leadership, and have an understanding of budgeting, inventory management, and customer service. Garden Center experience is preferred but not necessary. Benefits include incentive bonuses, a simple IRA with a 3% company match, flexible scheduling, and a fun work environment. For more details, visit Facebook or naturesedgegardencenter.com.
Great River Rescue, meet your new best friend.
Hi, this is Wiggles.
And I'm Bella.
And we're waiting for you at Great River Rescue.
You can help by donating.
Like money, food, and cleaning supplies.
You can volunteer.
I love to go for walks.
I love my back scratch.
Did you know Great River Rescue is funded by our community through donations?
Really?
Yeah. We sure love it here, but there's no place like a home.
Great River Rescue, meet your new best friend.
And we're back just in time for the final score to be 73-57 in favor of Minnesota Duluth. The Bemidji State's four-game winning streak is over.